40. The following day, Flynn buried their dead on the koppie above Lalapanzi. He placed a thick slab of granite over the small grave that stood apart from the others, and when it was done, he sent a bearer to the camp to fetch Rosa and Sebastian. When they came, they found him standing alone by Maria's grave under the marula trees. His face was puffy and purply red. The thinning grey hair hung limply over his ears and forehead like the wet feathers of an old rooster. His body looked as though it was melting. It sagged at the shoulders and the belly. Sweat had soaked through his clothing across the shoulders and at the armpits and crotch. He was sick with drink and sorrow. Sebastian stood beside Rosa, and the three of them took their silent farewell of the child. "There is nothing else to do now," Sebastian spoke huskily. "Yes," said Flynn. He stooped slowly and took a handful of the new earth from the grave. "Yes, there is." He crumbled the earth between his fingers. "We still have to find the man who did this and kill him." Beside Sebastian, Rosa straightened up. She turned to Sebastian, lifted her chin, and spoke for the first time since he had come home. "Kill him," she repeated softly.